suppose. Put wood across them.
Yeah. And what are those things that you put the wood across called?
Well, what bones?
Yeah. Okay. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
Okay. What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
Splinters to make a fire.
Okay. What do you call a little room that people hang clothes in? I think that's one right over there. What do you call that?
That's cool. Closet.
Okay. And what do you call the same thing if it's a great big piece of furniture that you hang clothes in? You know, it might have a mirror on the front.
Yes. Wardrobe.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a house that keep the weather out? You know, they're like this on the sides.
Weatherboard, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed? You might say, the old ladies like to sit in their rocking chairs. Where?
Porch.
Okay. And what would you call a little porch that didn't have any roof on it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just don't know.
Okay. Would you still call it a porch?
Yes, I might.
Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to a barn where the cows are placed before they're milked?
Lot, cow lot, okay.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones just piled up?
I don't know.
Okay. Do they use walls like that around here?
Ma'am.
Do people make walls like that around here with just rocks piled up?
Well, and there may you find some around about, but I don't know of that place it's got unless you get it back over in North Carolina, between North Carolina, Franklin. I don't know of any right around here close, but they take local stakes and posters and use
Okay. What do you call, let's see, when you milk a cow, what do you get the milk into?
Well.
What do you put under the cow to get the milk into?
Milk bucket.
Now, would that be made out of metal or out of wood?
Metal.
Okay. Now, would you call it the same thing if it was the same kind of thing made out of wood? Okay. Would you ever use the word pail to mean that kind of thing?
Yes. That means a bucket, don't it?
It's just a different word for it, I guess.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What do you call a heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan?
It's fine.
Different.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn the water on and off?
Faucet, water faucet.
Okay. And what do you call the same thing if it's on a barrel?
What did you say?
What do you call the same thing if it's on a barrel where you turn it on and off?
On a barrel? I don't know. I don't understand anything.
Okay. Well, now what would you call it if it was out in the yard? For the water to come out of, you turn it on and off.
Water pipe in the way.
Yeah, it'd be a water pipe, but what would you call that thing where you turn it on and off?
Faucet.
Okay.